O believers, you will not receive the reward of the people of goodness and their rank until you spend the wealth you love in the way of Allah. Whatever you spend, big or small, Allah is aware of your intentions and of what you do, and everyone will be rewarded accordingly. All wholesome foods were lawful for the Israelites, except which Jacob, peace be upon him, had made unlawful for himself before the Torah was revealed. These were not, as the Jews claimed to the Prophet Muhammad, made unlawful in the Torah. Tell them, O Prophet, to bring the Torah and read it if they are telling the truth in what they claim. When the Jews heard this, they did not know how to respond. So they did not bring the Torah to recite to him. This is an example of the Jews changing things and not telling the truth about what was in the Torah. Whoever invents a lie against Allah after the evidence has been made clear, such as the fact that Jacob made certain foods unlawful for himself in a vow, and that they were not made unlawful by Allah, then they are wronging themselves by turning away from the obvious truth. Tell them, O Prophet, that Allah has spoken the truth about Jacob, peace be upon him, and in everything that he has revealed and established in the sacred law. Also, tell them to follow the religion Abraham, peace be upon him. He abandoned all other ways of life for the path of surrendering in devotion to Allah. By worshipping him and following his sacred law, he only worshipped Allah. The first house built on earth for all people to worship Allah was the sacred house of Allah in Mecca, a house of worship full of worldly and sacred blessings and guidance for all the worlds. In this place of worship are clear signs of its special honor and blessings, such as the acts of worship performed in it, and its landmarks, including the stone that Abraham stood on when he was raising the walls of the Kaaba, and whoever enters it is safe, with no harm coming to them. People have a duty to Allah to perform the acts of Hajj in this house of worship. If they are able to do so, whoever rejects the duty of Hajj disbelieves in Allah, and Allah is in no need of them or anything all in the worlds. O Prophet, ask the people of the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, why they reject the proof of the truth of your prophethood, including the proofs that came in the Torah and the Gospel, when Allah watches over everything you do, witnessing it, and will reward you accordingly. O Prophet, ask the people of the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, why they stop people who have faith from the religion of Allah, wanting to twist it from the truth to falsehood, and turning its people from guidance to misguidance, when they witness that it is the truth confirming what is in their scriptures. Allah is not unaware of what they do in disbelieving it and preventing people from following it, and they will be repaid accordingly. O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Prophet, if you follow a group of the people of the scripture, from the Jews or the Christians, in what they say and accept their opinion in what they claim, then you will return to disbelief after your faith because of their envy and their misguidance. Beneficial points. The Jews falsely claimed that the foods which Jacob, peace be upon him, had made unlawful were revealed in the Torah. The sacred house is the greatest and most honored place of worship, as it was the first house established for the worship of Allah and has special characteristics that are not found anywhere else. Every Muslim who is sane, adult, and able is obligated by the sacred law to perform the Hajj. Those who fulfill these conditions should not delay making Hajj nor make excuses for not doing so. How could you disbelieve in Allah after you have had faith in Him, especially when you have the biggest reason for having firm faith with you? The verses of Allah are being recited to you, and the Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, is making them clear to you. Whoever holds on firmly to the Book of Allah and His Messenger's way of life Allah has guided them to the right path. O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, be mindful of Allah as you have been commanded, by following what He instructs you to do, and by staying away from what He prohibits you from doing, and be thankful for His favor, holding firmly to the religion He has given you, so that when you die surrendering in devotion to Him. Hold tightly, O you who have faith, to the book and the traditions of the Prophet, and do not do that which will bring division amongst you. Remember the blessings of Allah upon you when you were enemies before Islam, fighting each other for the slightest reason, and He brought your hearts together through Islam, so that you became brothers in your faith through His grace, showing each other love and respect and listening to each other's advice. Before that, you were on the brink of entering the fire of hell because of your disbelief. Allah saved you from the fire of hell through Islam and guided you to faith. In the way that Allah has made this clear to you, He also makes clear to you what will put things right for you in this world and the afterlife, so that you are guided to the right way of life. Let there be from you, O believers, a group who calls to all that is good and loved by Allah, instructing people to do what is right from the sacred law and from what you know to be good and just, and forbidding what is wrong, which is prohibited by the sacred law and which you know to be wrong and unjust. The people who do this will have complete success in this world and the afterlife. Do not be, O believers, like the people of the scripture who became divided into different groups and divisions, disagreeing about their faith and way of life after clear signs had come to them from Allah. Such people will have a great punishment from Allah. This great punishment will come upon them on the Day of Judgment, when the faces of those who have faith will become whitened, lighting up with joy and happiness, and the faces of those who deny the truth will become blackened, darkened with sadness and despair. As for those whose faces become blackened on that great day, they will be asked how they could reject faith in Allah alone and deny the promise they made with Him that they would not worship anything besides Him. When they have had faith and acknowledged it, they will be told to taste the punishment Allah has prepared for them because of their disbelief. As for those whose faces become whitened, they will remain in paradise, eternally blessed. O Prophet, these verses recited to you, which contain Allah's promises and threats, are true in what they contain of information and just in what they contain of laws. Allah does not desire injustice for any creature in the worlds, and no one receives a punishment unless they earned it through their own bad actions. Beneficial points. Following the desires of the people of the scripture leads to error and leaving the sacred path of Allah. Strictly, following the guidance in the book and the traditions of the prophets is the best way to become firm in the truth and to be protected from error and becoming divided. The division and disagreements of today in the Muslim nation concerning issues of faith also occurred among the people of the scripture who came earlier. A Muslim must call to what is right and forbid what is wrong, because this is the way that the nation will succeed and grow.